It's a big week to travel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. AAA estimates more than 55 million Americans will go at least 50 miles for Thanksgiving, an over 2% increase from last year, most by car, paying 37 cents a gallon less for gas. For those flying,
17 million people have signed up for TSA PreCheck, which is a brand new record.
Fox's Dana Marie McNichol at Atlanta's airport.
You could, though, be beating the rush today because the busiest day to fly is Tuesday and Wednesday and the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
TSA predicts there could be 2.9 million passengers that Sunday. Later this hour, we'll hear from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg about holiday travel. President Biden will carry out a Thanksgiving tradition today, pardoning two turkeys, as a new NBC poll says the latest survey showing him trailing former President Trump head-to-head by 2 points.
Biden's job approval among independents down at just 30%. We know that in a variety of polls, roughly three-quarters of voters have cited President Biden's age as a problem for them. Today is his 81st birthday.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. An appeals court will hear arguments today in one of the four Trump criminal cases. The federal one related to the 2020 election. The special counsel is trying to get a gag order reinstated to bar the former president's comments about lawyers and witnesses. Israel keeps going after Hamas in Gaza, but Mark Regev, a senior advisor to the prime minister, tells Fox the probability of a deal to release some hostages has gone up.
Hamas, as we hit them hard, needs that time out. It'll only be a temporary ceasefire.
Regev also says they have more evidence Hamas used the besieged Al-Shifa hospital as a command center, that hostages were taken there October 7th after the terror attack, and
we've got pictures of the tunnels, we've got picture of this shaft going down underground, deep underground, and leading to the network of tunnels that Hamas has there.
America's listening to Fox News.
Don't miss Provember at Lowe's. Save $80 on a DeWalt combo kit and save $20 on a 5-gallon pail of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams All-Purpose Power Primer. Plus, MVP's members earn 3 times the bonus points on DeWalt and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams products. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid through 11/22, subject to change.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The Carters were an incredible family. That's what President Biden says after First Lady Rosalynn Carter died at age 96. First Lady Jill Biden said while meeting with U.S. troops in Norfolk, Virginia.
She was well known for her efforts on mental health and caregiving and women's rights. So I hope that during the holidays, you'll consider saying include the Carter family in your prayers.
Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Atlanta.
She was not a conventional first lady. She had an office in the East Wing, a full-time staff. She sat in on cabinet meetings, advised her husband. She wanted to get the mentally ill the treatment that they deserved and also to remove the stigma from mental illness. Here at the Carter Center, she and Jimmy Carter went around the world trying to monitor democratic elections in different countries and also to eradicate several tropical illnesses.
Former President Carter, who's 99 and also in hospice care, was by her side at their home in Plains, Georgia. Argentina has elected a new president.
A far-right libertarian and first-term congressman is the winner of Argentina's presidential election. Javier Milei, who'll be the world's first libertarian head of state, pulled in 56% of the vote, defeating center-left candidate economy minister Sergio Massa with 44%. The self-described anarcho-capitalist, whose rhetoric's drawn comparisons to former U.S. President Donald Trump, will face a tough task when he takes office December 10th, wrestling with Argentina's economic crisis, inflation at 143%, a sharp peso devaluation, and 4 in 10 Argentines living in poverty. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Pop star Shakira has avoided jail time in Spain on the first day of a tax fraud trial. Shakira worked out a plea deal, getting a suspended 3-year sentence, and she'll pay a fine. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Teenager facing anywhere from a few years to life in prison after he was accused of shooting a man last Thursday in a mobile home park. 19-year-old Eric Estrada was in court Friday, where he was arraigned on attempted murder charges and charges for other offenses. Prosecutors said an argument happened between Estrada and the victim earlier in the day at a Champaign Central High School. Champaign County Salvation Army kicked off their annual Red Kettle campaign last week, raising funds for vital social programming in the community. This season's funding goal, $470,000. The proceeds will go to feed the hungry, provide aid to the homeless shelter, and to local veterans, providing Christmas gift to families that are struggling. Illinois' unemployment rate is up. The Department of Employment Security says the state's jobless rate increased by 0.2% last month to 4.6%. Non-farm payroll jobs decreased by 15,000 in the month of October. And a reminder, at least 50 million folks traveling this week by Thanksgiving Thursday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. ESPN 93.5 Weather with Greg Sawyer, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Get a free assessment from Greg Wolf. Call Watts Copy Systems today.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Urbana vicinity this Thanksgiving week. No major storm systems in sight. It'll be a little bit chillier than average. And primarily, any features that do come on by first part of the week will be rain, although over the course of the weekend, perhaps a few snowflakes may be mixed in as we transition back into even colder weather by early next week. Up near 50 for a time today, then falling temperatures as rains move in during the course of the morning, more so this afternoon. Gusty east wind, widespread rains for tonight and tomorrow morning. Lows tonight down around 45, nearly steady temperatures holding around 46 degrees tomorrow with a gusty northerly wind. Well, bottom out at 28 for tomorrow night. Wednesday, partly cloudy, windy, cold, dry weather across the Midwest at large. High temperatures up near 44, maybe a few lake effect showers of snow and rain through Michigan, by the way. Thanksgiving day here, sunshine, breezy, chilly at 46. We're in the low 40s for Friday into the weekend. Maybe a little rain, snow shower activity due in on Saturday as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Ready for some much-needed pampering and girl time? We've got just the place. Call to schedule your very own private girls' night out at Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio. We're talking express facials, makeovers, and personalized beauty tips. Our masters of makeup will give you and your friends a chance to find the right foundation, learn what works for your skin, and rock some hot new looks. Call and book now at 217-359-8100 at Merle Norman. Find us on social media at Merle Norman Cosmetics, Champaign.
He is the chief growth officer with Sniffle, the world's first AI, artificial intelligence-driven virtual care ecosystem. Chris Matthew, what the heck? Tell me what you're doing, man. Explain it to the layman here.
Yeah, good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Sniffle is trying to use AI and advanced tech to come alongside physicians and help physicians take back healthcare. We got to help physicians get their patients out of retail places for their medicine. You know, guys, I love Costco. I think it's amazing. But that's not necessarily where I should go get my healthcare. That's bad for doctors. That's bad for patients.
Who's going to Costco to get their health care?
I mean, you're saving money.
Lots of people.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
What, I mean, is there a doctor at Costco?
Well, not in Costco. Costco has struck a deal with a virtual care group that'll do virtual, you know, telehealth visits. Whether it's Costco or Walmart or, lots of different retail places, telemedicine is random doctors seeing random patients. And our stance at Sniffle is that is not good for healthcare. That's not good for doctors. And it's not good for patients long term either.
Okay, so how do you incorporate AI, making sure that we get it right, but yet assisting in all the stuff the doctors don't need to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question. So AI, advanced tech, what it allows is with these large machine learning language models is lots of data to be entered and factored in. So we have a marketplace model. We have two apps out there. One is Sniffle for Patients. And the Sniffle for Patients app, you can get a full assessment of what's going on with your healthcare journey from our tool called an iAgnosis. It's an AI-derived diagnosis. It's built upon 14 million patient encounters that have been loaded into our machine learning language protocol. And once you put in your symptoms and you go through that medical interview, the returning set of differentials or the assessment is going to have a 95% accuracy rating, which is incredibly powerful for patients to know. This isn't WebMD or a Dr. Google search. This is medically curated AI help people know what's going on in their healthcare journey and then link them back to their doctor, not just a doctor, but their doctor for that ongoing continuity of care and the relationship of medicine.
It cuts out the kind of the grueling interview and all the things you fill out at the doctor's office. But if I give you my medical interview, these days all I'm saying, China, my information, all of that.
Yeah, well, with Sniffle, everything is HIPAA compliant. We are SOC certified. All that means everything is buttoned up. Your security, your medical information is tight. It's monitored. It's privileged. It's only for you and your physicians that you authorize access to.
Well, I think we also have I have plenty of medical care, thankfully, from the standpoint of need. If I have it, I know what I'm doing. But I've got, Dr. Mantel here in Philo. This is a small office we're face-to-face with. That's not happening very often anymore.
Right.
The rural doctor thing is great, but I know that's not going to happen in Chicago. It's not going to happen in New York or L.A. or that kind of thing. You're just in a system that's huge. You're hoping that you can go to here, and then based on the information you put in, it goes to somebody that probably needs a little more help or a little attention, and the doctor will get briefed based on what you offer.
That's correct. So the doctor will have visibility into your assessment in real time. But again, whether you're in downtown Chicago or in Champaign, the biggest markets to the most rural of places, everyone in this country deserves health access.
Yeah.
And the ability to be able to be healthy. This advanced tech and AI is just being able to try to play a small role in helping people understand what's happening with them and then connect them back to their doctors.
So what's the process? I go to Sniffle, I go to you on the app, and then how am I charged for that?
Yeah, great question. Sniffle for Patients is the app that you download. This is going to, we always get lots of questions, and I'll tell you guys, we were created with physicians from the beginning, so our early investments all came from docs. So this has been created by the medical community and helping shape this. You can't buy our software. You can download it. You can use it. You can share it. There is no payment that you owe to use and have assessment. When you download the app, you can get visibility into your symptoms with our iAgnosis. Along with that, you can use the Sniffle RX discount card. It's 4 times more powerful than GoodRx. It'll save you up to 85% on prescriptions. Both of those are our contribution to the medical community. When you want to see your doctor, if you're using insurance, depending on your insurance, you may have a copay. But you're not paying Sniffle that copay. You're paying your doctor.
How are you making money? I don't get it.
I don't get the model. The model is we give you a remarkable value in the app so that you'll keep the app. Right. If you download an app and it doesn't give you remarkable value, you're going to delete that thing in 5 days or less.
Yep.
I give you these tools, you'll keep the app. Then I can send you messaging about Sniffle benefits, which is an access to dental, vision, behavioral health, and lots more benefits that are not medical insurance. It's all the other stuff other than medical insurance. That costs a member $15 a month.
Okay.
And it covers that member and their entire family. For $15 a month.
So we build trust, and then there's other opportunities for you guys to cash in a little bit.
Correct.
But still, it sounds. Who owns it? TikTok? Come on, tell me. Does TikTok own this? Come on, tell me. Come on, Chris.
No.
China!
TikTok has got nothing
China!
To do here.
China's got it. No. Information. This is quite.
I'm sorry, we're so paranoid about that stuff.
It's kind of where we are.
I get it. There's lots of messaging out there that's not necessarily clear. Here's what I can tell you is very clear. This has been created with physicians from the start. It's to help physicians take back control of healthcare so that they can guide their patients to live healthier lives, better care, and bigger picture. That's what we're doing. And I encourage you to download Sniffle for Patients. See firsthand. You tell us what our intention is. Once you see
really
it, you'll know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to have a doctor shortage. This could help alleviate some of that by getting all the preliminary stuff done.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so part of that shortage comes from, talk to the doctors that you know in your lives, the doctor you just mentioned, and ask that physician how much administrative work has been built into their medical practice.
Everything.
It is
paperwork
draining
out
the
of
medical
hand.
Community.
Out of hand.
Right? And so the ability to return joy back to a physician so that he and she can do what they really set out to do from the start, provide great patient care, that is something that Sniffle can do and is coming alongside the medical community. We're trying to find a way to bring joy back to medicine, and we think we've got a good path.
Chris Matthew, Sniffle, S-N-I-F-F-L-E, for patients. It's a downloadable app, and people can, I'm not sure I can blow any holes in this at this point. So, dang, it's creative. I love that.
Well, find one and call me and let me know, and I'll fix it.
Awesome. Chris, nice meeting you, and good job. I love innovation. This is awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Chris Matthews, his name, ESPN 93.5, Sniffle for patients. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you'll go through the preliminary stuff. It's going to take a lot of time at the doctor's office, and then they must be in contact with your doctor, although you have to fill that out. Who's your doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's their contact? It'd probably be, I would think, fairly comprehensive questionnaire. Have to be. But anyway, I don't know what's wrong with that.
Sounds good.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Illinois winning yesterday over Southern, and next up will be Western Illinois. I know we have Josh and Muhammad who won some tickets by texting in Illini to 359-2255, our Tapman's Towing phone line. That game at 8 o'clock on Friday. And then the 2:30 kickoff when we face Northwestern at Memorial Stadium on Saturday. Of course, Illinois football lost to Iowa 15-13. It was just such a suspenseful game. I thought we had it with a kick once we got down there, but
we didn't get down
there.
I would have liked to have a swing at it, right? You want a chance.
Right.
We just could not get that third and fourth and
that's
two.
Right.
So
we also had our Illinois women's basketball team in action. Notre Dame won 79-68 in D.C. over the weekend. So they'll be in action coming up on Sunday. And our Illinois women's volleyball team took down Michigan in straight sets. Next up for them will be Friday in Minnesota, as a lot of these seasons are wrapping up, as did the Parkland Cobras. Their volleyball team wrapped up at 46-6. NBA action, Orlando over the Pacers, 128-116. We had NFL action with Green Bay over the Chargers, 23-20. And we had the Detroit Lions taking down the Chicago Bears, 31-26. Saw a lot of chatter on social media about the Bears, but yeah, that's pretty typical. I don't know what
happened. Well, the Bears were up 26-14 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that must have been.
That was a problem. Yeah, it was 26-14.
Okay.
Bears looked like they were going to get that thing, and it just didn't happen.
And Justin Fields then as the quarterback.
I think they played pretty well till the fourth quarter.
And Philadelphia and Kansas City tonight at 7:15.
All right, folks, before you get married, Busey suggests that you talk money, you talk finances, because it's important to know where everybody is on the whole spectrum. I mean, how much credit card debt you have? What's your rate? I mean, share it. And you got to decide, are you doing my account, your account, our account, those things. Even if you've been married a while and you still want to get back on track or get on track, Busey Wealth Management can sit and talk with you. No cost or obligation. Then you have peace of mind knowing, here's our plan. Here's what we're going to do. We'll talk about that. Inevitably, that'll be better for everything. It's all about planning. If you're just starting out or you are celebrating maybe a milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Keep and manage all of your accounts in one place, all five lines of business, personal, mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. Just go to Busey.com, stop by one of their many convenient locations today, and then get peace of mind knowing, hey, we've covered this, we've talked about it, it's all good. Busey for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event and vicinity as expected in this Thanksgiving week. We'll lead it off with a widespread rain system making its way out of the plains. A few drops are expected this morning. More widespread activity this afternoon for a time tomorrow. We'll move into some chilly weather the middle part of the week and an even colder air mass that builds on in over the course of the weekend. That too may be preceded by a weak weather system. For the day today, cloudy, breezy, turning cooler up to about 50. Temperatures will slide back into the 40s as rain moves in during the course of the day today. Best coverage is this afternoon as well as tonight, with periods of rain, overnight lows right around 45 and a gusty easterly wind for the day tomorrow. Some rain in the morning, cloudy, windy, turning cooler, highs to about 46 and then falling temperatures in the afternoon. Down to 28 tomorrow night, partly cloudy, windy, cold, 44 on Wednesday, 46 and some sunshine for Thanksgiving Day Thursday. We'll cloud things up on Friday, maybe a couple of snow rain showers on Saturday. Weekend high temperatures near 40. For Stevie D, broadcasting at Beatrice, Greg Solgay.
Tapman's Towing. Team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street is looking at a shortened trading week. The markets will be closed for Thanksgiving, and Friday will be a short session. Microsoft shares are higher after the company hired artificial intelligence developer Sam Altman to lead its new research team. Altman was forced out of OpenAI last week. OpenAI's president Greg Brockman resigned after Altman was removed, and now Brockman is also heading to Microsoft. Boeing shares are higher. Analysts at Deutsche Bank are recommending investors buy the stock. General Motors shares are higher. Kyle Vogt, the CEO of its Cruise self-driving business, has resigned. A Cruise accident in early October resulted in suspension of the company's self-driving license in California. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Fighting Illini football is back at Memorial Stadium for the final home game of the season on Saturday, November 25th, as they take on Northwestern in the battle for the Land of Lincoln Trophy. Bring the whole family to enjoy our family fun zone in Grange Grove with bounce houses, food trucks, balloon artists, and tailgating. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's final home game against Northwestern on Saturday, November 25th. Get $15 tickets at fightingillini.com.
So it's Illinois Northwestern, and it's kind of a fan alert because, hey, I know it's Thanksgiving Day weekend. The Fighting Illini football team has been, talk about your peaks and valleys, man, just been all over the board. So it's going to be cold, but you own a winter coat, so we can get out there and support our team, and you win, you go. This is huge. It is huge from the standpoint of continuity and getting to a bowl every year, which is the immediate goal. And remember what Stevie J said in August, I just want six. Everybody's saying 8, 10. I said 6. Give me 6, because it's 15 practices and you develop so much in that time. And just the having the, we go to a bowl 2 years in a row, we just have not been able to do that. Right. Can anybody explain to me why? Over the course of the last 30 years, we can't do it. Just can't go here. Ron Zook went to 2 in a row and they fired him. So, there's that. Anyway, we'll see. But it's definitely a low fan turnout alert, and alert
because of Thanksgiving.
Well, Thanksgiving weekend is never really good.
You and my students are on a fall break.
They're gone. The student section's gone. It's 32 degrees for the high.
Right.
I understand.
Uh-huh. The fair weather fans said rather watch it at home.
Blah 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 blah. I mean, for this game in the last 10 years, we show sales of 30,000 seats.
Yes.
But 11 come. We've had a low of 11 turnstile. And this team, you know, and we're talking about a lot of members the last 2 years. And listen, we're 5-6. We were 8-5 last year. This is good. This is the building blocks of better. I don't know how we're going to play at Oregon next year. That's a million years away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
That's right.
It's year two, is it? Year three. Year three for Brett Bielema. And 5-7, 8-5, and we're 5-6. I mean, it's not where anybody wants to be, but it's better than it was. So we're just baby steps here, and hopefully next year we will have Luke Altmaier back. He'll be the man next year. And mm-hmm. I thought, again, he's played incredibly well since Penn State. Luke's mm-hmm. now, Luke Altmaier's the backup.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to back up John Paddock. He'll start against Northwestern Saturday. So we got to get our daubers up. I know everyone's just pessimistic, but it's been in a really unique year from the standpoint. We're not beating Toledo until the fourth down, kind of Hail Mary in midfield. Casey Washington comes down with a ball that's in the night sky. If it's incomplete, we lose. We lose mm-hmm. to Toledo. Mm-hmm. By the way, I think Toledo has lost one game to Illinois. Otherwise, they'd be looking at undefeated all year. So it's a process, guys. It's hard. It's disappointing. It's like I mean, but how'd you feel after Maryland? How'd you feel after Minnesota?
Yeah.
I mean,
these have all been clutch.
How'd you feel after
last
Indiana?
Couple of minutes
They're all
type
the same.
Games.
Because everybody is the same. Right. Iowa slightly better because of that defense. They have a very, very good defense. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, the touchdown that Reggie Love scored in the second quarter, that was only the second rushing touchdown Iowa has allowed all year.
Love has notched a team-high 64 rushing yards on 18 carries and registered his fourth touchdown of the season coming in that second quarter.
So Caden Fagan's out, is having surgery this week, I think.
I see.
Somewhere, arm, shoulder, whatever that is. But anyway, again, highs and lows, peaks and valleys, right. not much middle ground there. It's either been exuberance or real disappointment. Wisconsin was really disappointing.
And we had four sacks. Seth Coleman and Ogadaga and
winning the
Dylan
whole game.
Rossiak.
We're winning the whole game. Mm-hmm. And we just, it's just, yeah. But I think in these one score game kind of things, we're 5-2. So we've been the beneficiary more than not. But it just wanted to get Iowa and really hold hope alive for all kinds of things that would have had to happen, only like three, for us to win the Big Ten West. Do you want to go play Michigan or Ohio State? Good luck, Iowa. Iowa's not going to score any points in that game. There's no way that Michigan or Ohio State's going to allow Iowa to score.
Also, looking in Isaiah Williams, his 10th 100-yard-plus performance of the year with eight catches and a team-high 105 yards.
Anyway, low fan turnout alert. It's definitely in play here because of everything.
Right.
And it doesn't help that, you know, all the students are gone. Mm-hmm. Everybody's off on break. But it is a really, really critical football game from the standpoint of program growth because you just got to go to a bowl. I mean, you know, negative recruiting happens all the time. All those teams, they're so inconsistent. They never can go to an all that stuff really would help. I don't care if it's Detroit. It's extended play. You get 15 practices. That's huge. We play till January. And then you got spring ball in March.
Yep.
So it's It's a big one, and I know Brett was pretty disappointed, really, really down at the press conference after the game. We lost a really rough game. We had the ball game till 4 minutes left. And then you had hope on that last drive, and two balls in a row get batted down. The guy was wide open on fourth down and bumped up, batted down. So, yeah, pretty frustrating.
Well, and when you think of Northwestern, you might think of the game like last year where we won 41-3. Yeah, Northwestern, so, you know, used to be kind of the patsy, the bad guy, or what the bad team that we can definitely get a win against.
Not right now.
Not in this season.
How many they won in a row? Four? I mean, they're playing their best probably in years. So, yeah, they're going to play a real tight game. We're going to have to play better.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Bielema said we're going to have to have the best week of practice. He knows what he's up against. He's up against a really hot team that thinks they can beat anybody.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a little fan support. So it would help if we got the big coat out and went to the ball game and cheered for the Illini and thanked Johnny Newton for his great career. Very unusual. Maybe the best defensive lineman we've ever had. I mean, he's going to be in the NFL.
Boy, when I look at our history against Northwestern that dates back to 1892, we've got 57 wins and 54 losses.
Really?
Against this
Is that
team.
Even? I thought we were way ahead on that.
Uh-uh.
Man. All right. We'll take this break. Come right back. Final half hour of the program. You can always text us at 217-359-2255 on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Text in if you'd like. You might want to text in right now based on our Stever offer. We are offering, ladies and gentlemen, $500 off at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World when you spend $1,000. Well, if you need anything, you're going to spend over $1,000. That's just the life in the appliance world. Prices are up, but you will not get this anywhere else except the Stever program here on ESPN 93.5 and the Stevie J broadcasting stations. So you must text me DVD if you're interested in this. DVD or Dick Van Dyke, whatever is easier. You would get
$500 off an appliance, whether it's, you know, laundry or refrigeration or a stove or oven, or what are you in need of and maybe desperately in need because you might be hosting Thanksgiving and you've got to get this going. We're looking for you. DVD 359-2255.
So if you want $500 off something from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World DVD, or it is up at GhostStever.com.
Okay.
You can enter that way when you get out of your car.
That's easy.
All right, we're breaking coming back in just a few moments. Don't forget your pies at Curtis Orchard either.
Ooh,
don't forget that.
Good idea.
That's a solid advice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back in a minute.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
News. I'm Chris Foster. It's the start of a big travel week. A lot of people are driving or flying somewhere for Thanksgiving.
TSA is expecting to screen a record-breaking 30 million passengers. Another headache could be on the horizon as a cross-country storm is going to provide an extra layer of challenge for travelers from the Midwest to the Northeast, bringing severe weather to the Gulf Coast. Now, it moves east just in time to make things soggy for drivers hitting the road on Wednesday, but things should brighten up by Thanksgiving Day.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. 9 days after a fire shut it down, an elevated freeway in Los Angeles, Interstate 10, is reopened in time for this morning's rush hour. It's expected to take weeks.
It wasn't just speed that we were after. We wanted to make sure this thing was safe.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, the closure affected tens of thousands of commuters. The I-10 runs east-west through downtown L.A. and connects with other major roads. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois is investing an additional $160 million to address the migrant crisis in Chicago. Funding is going to be used to help set up an intake center, a winterized tent shelter site, and other assistance designed to help resettle immigrants stranded at public police stations, airports, and other locations. State's already spent $500 million in response to the issues. Illinois State Police celebrating the promotion of Rebecca Hooks from Lieutenant Colonel to First Deputy Director. First Deputy Director Hooks, the first female to achieve the position, with ISP since its inception back in 1922. She's the second in command to Director Brandon Kelly. Hooks has served with ISP for more than 21 years. Ameren, Illinois rate hike request being cut in half. Illinois Commerce Commission disallowed more than $36 million to the utility's rate request for its natural gas delivery services in Illinois. The decision nearly 51% lower than Ameren's initial request for a more than $71 million increase. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity this Thanksgiving week. No major storm systems in sight. It'll be a little bit chillier than average, and primarily any features that do come on by first part of the week will be rain, although over the course of the weekend, perhaps a few snowflakes may be mixed in as we transition back into even colder weather by early next week. Up near 50 for a time today, then falling temperatures as rains move in during the course of the morning, more so this afternoon. Gusty east wind, widespread rains for tonight and tomorrow morning. Lows tonight down around 45, nearly steady temperatures holding around 46 degrees tomorrow with a gusty northerly wind. Well, bottom out at 28 for tomorrow night. Wednesday, partly cloudy, windy, cold, dry weather across the Midwest at large. High temperatures up near 44, maybe a few lake effect showers of snow and rain through Michigan, by the way. Thanksgiving Day here, sunshine, breezy, chilly at 46. We're in the low 40s for Friday into the weekend. Maybe a little rain, snow shower activity due in on Saturday as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soule.
Yay. All right, ESPN 93.5. Diane went through the daughter getting married in June, and we're getting ready for Grace's wedding a week from Saturday,
mm-hmm.
which is intimidating.
Game face on right now.
Oh, boy.
Just everything's coming at you.
Yep.
And my sister, of course, my siblings have all adult kids. I'm the baby in the family. So they said, you know, you'll be $1,000 and just miscellaneous spending in the last month. I kind of had, you know, geared up for everything that was coming at me because of all the advice I was getting from people.
A lot of advice. It's good. They care for you.
Right.
They're just trying to help, and that's all good. But there's just so many things, and Janet is the most organized person I've ever met.
Different systems for different categories.
She's very organized, and that's amazing because I'm not near as organized as she is. So just a lot, and everybody who's gone through this knows that. And obviously, if the parents of the bride, you're doing more, generally, than parents of the groom. Now, there's a lot of sharing going on with the groom and things like that for weddings now, but generally, the bride's family's responsible for most of the wedding, and the groom's parents in charge of the rehearsal dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot of organizations. Fortunately, thank you, God, I have Janet, because the things she's got in her head right now, the list of things that need to be done to make everything exactly how we want it to look. And then you got your musicians, and you got, you know, all the food and all the catering, all the things you're doing. It is a lot.
Well, right now in this zone, I was all about the timeline and how to execute without being stressed out. You know, when it comes to the guests and then getting to the reception and then, you know, knowing the cocktail hour and, you know, are you doing an entrance with the wedding party and the toast.
Logistics.
The logistics. Yeah. And, you know, that's the DJ frame of mind I have also.
Right.
And of course, I have a firm grip after doing DJing 30 years on I want the timeline and the whole thing.
Yep.
This is like the pinnacle. This is like my almost retirement game kind of thing in my mind. So I wanted everything to be perfect. And there were so many people coming at me saying, you know, let the DJ go. So I had your son Benjamin as a plan B, but I did want to be an intricate part of that reception stuff and the music and everything. There's just so many great moments. That daddy-daughter dance, have you navigated that?
I think so, but again, I'm kind of out of the loop on the finer points of that, but we're certainly going to have that. I think the song's picked out. I don't know if that's done, I think. But I actually called Michelle's to make sure that we had a tux for me, because I didn't do that. And I haven't gone in because I get a tux there a couple times a year.
Right.
So they have
still, now that you're CrossFit.
Well, I've already measured in June for that.
Okay.
And I think I'm kind of the same from June, but Grace had her wedding dress fitting and everything else. And there's just a lot of things because it's a great, and I know it's going to go really fast and all that. And we're going to be pretty tired, but that's normal. But it's just exciting, and this is our only daughter, so we're pretty fired up. And if you've experienced that, you understand.
And, you know, what helped me is knowing the average wedding when I, you know, did an online search is $28,000 these days. And just knowing that number is that large these days.
Yeah. No,
Everybody around, the nation is taking a hit of that much to do a wedding. Of course, you can do things yourself and, you know, in today's Pinteresty world. But it's just navigating that. If you do decide to take that on, it's another stress, and you are saving money.
And there's just a lot of people that can help with that.
Sure.
Inspire Yours.
That's right.
She's
Amanda
awesome.
Jean as the wedding planner. Just take it all off your plate, give it to her. And yes, you'll be paying her. But
it's not that much, though.
It's
you look
not
at the prices,
bad.
Not at all.
Right.
Based on wedding prices? I mean, the different things that you're charged for at these wedding venues, it's like, that's $2,500 too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
And that's $2,500.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like, what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you get the upline.
If you want to get into a business you want to do it right and you can borrow a couple million dollars to set it up, you make bank.
I know that.
I mean, the gross on a very average run wedding venue, the gross is going to be $1 million, $2 million a year. And you got all the people. I understand.
That's right.
But the margin, I would think the margin of profit on something like that has got to be in that 40 to 50%, would be my guess.
Right.
But I don't know. I just know that stuff you're going for that little floofy thing is $1,000.
I know.
I mean, it's really?
But it's so pretty. That little floofy thing can really be an accent you're looking for.
We're
all the details.
We're here, and helping Janet as much as possible because I'm limited in my skills.
Uh-huh.
But I'm certainly working with her. And she's just, Janet learned how to do calligraphy. And all the things she's done with that, she's a beautiful calligrapher.
Oh, my goodness. Down to the invitations and the save the dates and everything you guys have done.
Well, now nameplates.
Over the top.
Nameplates on the.
Very impressive.
A lot of nameplates there she's working on. Anyway. All right, 8:39. Dick Van Dyke.
All the best, by the way.
Thank you.
To Jacob and Grace.
Yeah. We were talking. Dick Van Dyke Appliance Road, $500 when you spend $1,000. Dick Van Dyke Appliance Road, 217-359-2255. And if you're buying something for $2,500 bucks, you'd pay $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need it, you'll take that, right? I mean, so text in DVD. A lot of you are interested in that, so it must be something breaking here today. I understand that.
Exactly.
So 217-359-2255. 217-359-2255. We'd mentioned a week ago, Jacob, fiancé, future son-in-law of mine, had made the Reds 40-man roster. Very difficult to understand what that means. It's like, oh, he's on the... No, he's on the team, but only 26 get to go to the major leagues.
So, and will he spring train
then?
Yeah,
he'll be with the big club spring training. He would be invited to Reds. They have a huge festival like... the Cardinals do in the weekend of St. Louis.
Okay.
Cardinals do a big deal with all the players.
And so do the Cubs.
And everybody does.
Yeah.
So they had a huge thing for the Cincinnati Reds, which happens to be on the wedding day. So he won't be attending that. And David Bell, the manager that called Jacob to congratulate him, he's in the circle, giving him opportunity to go back and forth to the big leagues based on injuries and things. There's no contract deal with the AAA team. You're part of the club. You can be released anytime. And just to illustrate the difficulty of you're thinking Bryce Harper and, you know, all the big star players, Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt, just like 0.01% ever get that deal.
Right.
The 63 big league guys that have been around, put in their time, they were released on Saturday. The Cardinals let go Dakota Hudson. He's non-tendered.
That means
he's gone.
Okay.
Andrew Kisner, our friend, is released.
How about Mason Wynn?
Mason is their future.
He was a new up-and-comer.
He's going to be there.
And just inside 21 when he was on our Cardinal Caravan last year.
Yeah, no, he was here last year. We have a Cardinal Caravan January 12th, if you want to mark that down. But also gone is Juan Yepes. Juan Yepes was this, he hung around Albert Pujols for a year and was hitting home runs. He's done.
Okay.
Cardinals non-tender means after a certain amount of time, you don't offer them the money, then you got to let them go. So Andrew Kisner, who was at a Cardinal Caravan with us, Juan Yepes, Dakota Hudson, and Jake Woodford was at Cardinal Caravan last year. We met him and he's gone. Cardinals released four named people, but these are guys that are now going to be looking for a job. They hope to catch anything on any team so they can make that kind of money. And it just making a team at that level with those guys, probably $2-3 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody turned that down here, would we? It sounds like a lot, but it just illustrates how difficult it is not only to go through the process and get at any level and anything organized in sport, but to stay there.
Yeah.
I remember D.A. Points, former Atlanta golfer. He won down in San Juan about 3 or 4 years ago, and after he won, what, you know, $1.2 million or whatever it was, he said, I'm just glad to have my job back, because he was off the tour because he didn't qualify, didn't have enough wins, didn't make enough money. Now that he won that, he had 3 more years to play.
Okay.
He said, I'm just glad to have my job back.
Right.
Anyway, all right, 8:43, we'll recap the weekend sports coming up.
Curtis Orchard with You Pick 'em Apples. Randy tells us more.
We grow about 31 different varieties of apples, and there are a lot of new varieties. You know, when we started, you still had this sort of standard old favorites, Old Delicious, Red Delicious, Jonathan, a few other varieties that were lesser known. But now the apple industry has become much more gourmet in its taste and selectivity, and the apple breeders have become much more experimental in what they try and what they find works. It's not like genetic modification, but it's more like they look for really obscure varieties to cross with one another. Came up with the Honeycrisp apple. And there's another one that isn't as well known, but it's done very well for us, and that's called Zestar. We call it a cousin to the Honeycrisp because it has one of the parents, but it has a little different flavor, a little different season to it. But those types of apples didn't exist really 30 years ago.
Curtis Orchard, open 9 to 6, 11 to 6 on Sundays. CurtisOrchard.com.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, save $5 on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella cheese, bacon, red onion, and BBQ sauce. All piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. and make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
All right, peek at our sports headlines brought to you by the Urbana Park District, where Diana will be at the Turkey Trot on Thursday.
Yes, yes. And Jameel has stepped up to do emceeing and things like that, too. But in any case, registration, if you want to do that or contribute to their scholarships, that's awesome. But it steps off at 9. It's at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana, urbanaparks.org. Football-wise, Iowa on top, 15-13. Reaction from Coach Brett Bielema after the game.
Brad Underwood standing
oh,
by.
Oh, thank you so much for clarifying which coach. We have so many options.
We have Brad. Brett was, it was just sad.
I know.
Bummer.
And only mean, six so... or 7 minutes of dang it.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard.
And next up will be Northwestern at 2:30 on Saturday at Memorial Stadium, which is going to be a great game. And we encourage everyone to go if you have tickets, because it'll probably be thin with the students on fall break right now. Illinois over Southern, 88-60. And next up for them will be Friday against Western Illinois at 8 o'clock for that tip-off. So go to that game, too. Here's Coach Brad Underwood.
50-17 on the glass, 110 rebounds in the last two, you know, 60% basically field goal percentage, probably lead to some pretty good things. I was really pleased with that group at the end of the first half. Finally found a rhythm where we didn't foul. We got some stops, got out and running. I think we had three freshmen on the court for a good piece of that, which is always really positive and good to see. Nico was a catalyst in that stretch. Draven defensively was great. And then, you know, Terrence was Terrence. I mean, he's literally the best defender in college basketball, and he did that again tonight. But games get hard when you're up 30. You know, wish we would have finished better. I thought we turned it over a little bit. But again, you know, this team's won at UNLV by 30, and this team has played some folks awfully close. So I thought we handled our business and on to the next.
Yeah, I want to play Brett since you mentioned it.
Okay.
And it just was, you know, as disappointed as I've seen him this year. Obviously, it was a tough loss. I mean, 15-13 winning the whole game, mm-hmm. and you lose to Iowa, and then you don't get a shot to kick one to win. But here's Brett Bielema after the loss to Iowa.
Not being able to pull that off, play like that for, you know, just short of four quarters the way we did. Thought our prep during the course of the week and our intensity, and kept preaching these guys all week, showed them different examples that every play is going to matter. And then obviously, I think that final drive defensively, we've done so many good things, but we had two DPIs on that drive and gave them too much free yards. And then they hit a crease run that we'd stopped all day, just one guy here, one guy there, and it ends up being a difference in the ball game. And then obviously the failure to execute on that last drive. I just think there's some things we can do better as coaches to help our players to get better at the line of scrimmage. And then, I don't want to get lost in negativity. There's a lot of guys played their ass off today. A lot of the guys went out there and competed. Reggie Love, again, just the workload that he's taken. I thought John, again, like, did a lot of really, really good things at wide receiver, some more positive things defensively. To rebound and play the way we did for the majority of the game was good. But it's going to be a gut check this week. Obviously, these guys have done a lot of really good things. I want them to play, get a chance to play in postseason. But the only thing we got to do is worry about beating Northwestern. Everything else take care of itself. We got to focus on them, put this game to bed, learn from it, learn about the things that they did well. So if we see it again this week against Northwestern, but we're going to have a great week of practice, best week of the year, and get a chance to play on Saturday and see where we can go.
What are some of those things you wish you would have done differently?
I think overall, when you're playing a game like this, you know, we've got to have something happen in special teams, right? Like a positive play. There were some things that I think punt return wise, that if we just clean it up a little bit better, get Isaiah started, maybe have some mojo there. I've never really got a chance on kickoff return. They had the one punt return there at the end. We condensed down, thought they were bringing pressure, and they got a little mojo on that return, but our guys answered. So, and then offensively, I know they knocked down a lot of balls at the line of scrimmage, so that's going to be a big point of emphasis for us to be able to take care of that. And you can do some things with our guys to keep their hands down.
Brady called a timeout there on fourth down. What was the conversation to go for?
Yeah, it was actually a fourth and six go by what we have. I really hit subscribe to that. On the third and two play, I said we're going to go for it here with two plays. And then we lost yardage, just felt the negative, you know, energy right there. So, but offense felt strong about making a call, and I called a timeout and said, let's go for it. And obviously we failed to execute it, and knew that we still had a chance to stop them on defense. Just didn't know if we'd get another chance to get the ball back.
Yeah, we did not. And I think, too, they had the ball, and it was third down. There was still going to be time to get the ball back. It was like third and nine, mm-hmm. and they're probably not going to pass because they want to run the clock, so you run the football. And the guy got like 10 on third and nine, and that was brutal.
Yeah.
Because they kick a field goal, and all of a sudden we're down five. There's a chance, right?
Right.
And didn't get there, so that was heartbreaking. It was really disappointing. So I would venture to say that this is the biggest game in Brett's career here, this Saturday. Because it's that important to extend play.
Let's beat the Wildcats.
And we're 5.5-point favorites. I think that's a lot of points for a team playing as well as Northwestern. And they're going to a bowl, and we need to go to a bowl. So we got to strap it on, focus, and get the extended play so that we plan. We get the 15 practices. We play near the first of the year. I mean, I have no idea what bowl we'd go to, but looking at the record and how competitive we are and how exciting we can be, I would think a lot of bowls would love Illinois, and it's pretty much, it didn't really amount record, it's about who travels. Will the Illini bring people? And boy, we brought people to Florida last year. It was a little different scenario.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to see Johnny Newton and anybody else has a chance to go in the first or second mm-hmm. or third round. But you'll see the Illini, and we'll bring it, and it'll be fun. The marching Illini, all that.
All right.
Is really important. So we really, really, to have a two-in-a-row bowl thing is something we've just not been able to do. This is a big game.
And we'll get that insight from Luke Altmaier after four today here on ESPN 93.5 during the drive. Thanks to Dogtown Heating, Aaron Plumbing, First Federal Savings Bank, Crossroads Contractor Supply, from State Farm Insurance, Brian Hansen, Carpenters Local 243, their apprenticeship week last week. And then we also have Max Twin City Recycling. Ahead of that is Jay Lehman's hour at 3 o'clock here on ESPN 93.5. And you can always podcast our shows at StevieJAY.
It'll be interesting to see what Jay thinks and about the coming week and, of course, about Iowa. But Jay will bring the energy, always does, and it's always entertaining after three today. Short week for all of us. We're just here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, as are the boys. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to take our Thanksgiving break Thursday, Friday. Check your weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier, what's it looking like there, fella?
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event and vicinity as expected in this Thanksgiving week. We'll lead it off with a widespread rain system making its way out of the plains. A few drops are expected this morning. More widespread activity this afternoon for a time tomorrow. We'll move into some chilly weather the middle part of the week, and then an even colder air mass that builds on in over the course of the weekend. That too may be preceded by a weak weather system. For the day today, cloudy, breezy, turning cooler up to about 50. Temperatures will slide back into the 40s as rain moves in during the course of the day today. Best coverage is this afternoon as well as tonight, with periods of rain overnight lows right around 45 and a gusty easterly wind. For the day tomorrow, some rain in the morning, cloudy, windy, turning cooler, highs to about 46, and then falling temperatures in the afternoon. Down to 20 tomorrow night, partly cloudy, windy, cold, 44 on Wednesday, 46, and some sunshine for Thanksgiving Day Thursday. We'll cloud things up on Friday, maybe a couple of snow rain showers on Saturday. Weekend high temperatures near 40. For Stevie D, broadcasting at Meteorologist Greg Solier.
Okay, again, our Stever offer is $500. I'm giving somebody to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World to buy an appliance, $500 off a purchase of at least $1,000, and you just go to GoStever.com. You can enter that. And or text in DVD, Dick Van Dyke, if you would like to do that as well. You can do that 217-359-2255. And just keep in mind that all you got to do to run around and get your stuff, get her done early, that way you don't freak out and worry too much. But you got, you know, if you're hosting or you're going somewhere, you're bringing a dish, whatever you're doing, people generally have plans. And listen, it is all about love. It is all about love.
Don't get too stressed.
And people get really stressed because they don't like them. Mm-hmm. And I got to go every year.
That's right.
Just understand that when the person in front of you isn't driving well and they're going 32 miles an hour in a 55, you just say, God bless them.
Yes.
Just relieve it. It isn't worth all the stuff, all the anxiety, all the angst that we go through.
Get rid of the negativity, cover it with positivity.
Just try and be appreciative of what your life is. I know. They're all challenges. Everybody has challenges. It's just the level of what that challenge is. And if you just be thankful for breathing and having what you have, it's just a better path, because
The negative is real, and it can really drag a person down. The positive is real because it can really bring a person up. Hang around people when you can that bring you up versus bring you down.
Absolutely.
And feel sorry and empathy for those that are like that, because mm-hmm. think of their life. It isn't very happy.
I know.
And it's tough. So just cover it in love. And the greatest of these is love.
Yes.
Faith, hope, joy. Faith, hope, love. Hey, faith, hope, and love.
Yes.
2 Corinthians, greatest of these is love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back tomorrow.
God bless you, Stevie J.
God bless you, Diane Ducey. We're thankful for you. That's for darn sure. Absolutely.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, back tomorrow. Thank you for all your efforts.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Don't forget, it is Jay Layman, the incomparable one, the amazing energy guy. Put he and I in a room, it'll light your house. It's Jay Layman this afternoon after 3 for a full hour, then repeated in the 5 o'clock hour. And then Luke Allmire, who's a second-string quarterback. You'll hear him handle it with wonderful grace and optimism, because that's the kind of guy he is. He's got a lot of stuff. He's got great character. Luke Altmaier will be on after 4 o'clock with Lon and Derek. Again, thank you for listening. Meet you back on the radio tomorrow. Have a great one Monday.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign on to the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
If you're tired of the same old turkey or ham meal for the holidays, try something unique and delicious. Try locally grown yak roasts or steaks for the family. It'll be a meal they'll remember and create new family memories. The yak meat is 97% fat-free and healthy. One of their roasts, slow-cooked in the crock pot, will be easy and fill your home with delicious aromas. Their steaks are easy to grill and be the best-tasting and healthiest red meat you'll ever eat. Visit them online, SavannahRidgeFarm.com. Put your order in for pickup at their farm, or they'll deliver to your home. That's SavannahRidgeFarm.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. Stop.